What happened to the Cherokee at the end of the Trail of Tears? How did they endure making a new life in Indian Territory, now Oklahoma? Tomorrow, starting at 2 p.m., a program will examine that story at the Moccasin Bend National Archaeological District here in Chattanooga. Will Wilson is a ranger at Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Arrival in Indian Territory. We're talking about what happened to the Cherokee and other tribes in this area at the other end of the Trail of Tears.
Correct. Correct. That was the premise behind this program, where we wanted to explore what did occur to the Cherokee after they did arrive in Indian Territory, after leaving from the Tennessee Valley on the Trail of Tears beginning in 1838. So this time frame is going to focus on 1839 to about 1845.
And when they arrive there, they're not alone.
They are not alone. Of course, with the Indian Removal Act, it was not just the Cherokee that were forcefully removed from their native lands in the East. It was the five civilized tribes, as it was known, the Cherokee, the Choctaw, the Chickasaw, the Creek, and the Seminole were all forcefully removed from their native lands and forcefully marched along the Trail of Tears to Indian Territory, of course, what we know today as Oklahoma.
Once they all arrived there, they brought their prior relationship to that territory, and there they are having to coexist in this new land for them and fight over resources.
Not only that, in a much more reduced land area. So these five tribes that had left the East are positioned in segments of what is Oklahoma, and their area might have some better resources than, say, the tribe that is settled in another area. So the Cherokee and the Creek, who always had a contentious relationship, will find themselves in a precarious position, and not only with each other, but with themselves as well.
And not only less land, but a different type of land for them.
That is exactly right. Some of the resources that was prevalent here in the Southeast is no longer there in their new homeland. The prime example of that is cane, river bottom cane, that is used quite frequently in basket weaving for all of these tribes. They are finding those types of resources less available. And so a way of life is literally not able to continue because that resource is not there for them.
And not only are these tribes from the Southeast having to share this new land amid their prior relationships with one another, they're having to share this land with tribes from other parts of the country.
That's correct. And not only that, the area is already settled by native peoples. You had the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Kiowa were already established in that part of the country. And how did they feel about having other tribes infringe upon their areas? So we're going to delve into those stories as well. But not only that, you'll have other native tribes moved from other parts of the country, the Midwest, the Northeast, so the Miami of Ohio will be forcefully removed as well and brought down to the Indian Territory. And what are the dynamics that these tribes kind of face off with one another is kind of what we're going to want to explore.
We know that the removal of these tribes was deliberate. How much of a sense do we have that the placement of the tribes was deliberate as well?
It is deliberate by the federal government. They do already have the areas designated for each tribe divided up, and those tribes are sent to those respective regions of Indian Territory. It is, though, a bit of contention, again, amongst the tribes that were already established in Indian Territory in Oklahoma, and it is something that is going to really cause a lot of friction between these neighboring tribes.
And how are you going to tell this story at Moccasin Bend?
The program is going to take place at our Moccasin Bend National Archaeological District at the Browns Ferry Federal Road Trail, which seems kind of poignant. That is really the beginning of the Trail of Tears. We'll gather at that site to really discuss a few other things Again, the time frame is going to really focus on 1839 to about 1845. There are several things that happen with the Cherokee within that time frame. Of course, the Cherokee find themselves involved in their own civil war, where the two factions, the John Ross faction that wanted to stay in the eastern homeland and not sell off to the federal government, versus the Major Ridge faction, which are the ones that will sign the Treaty of New Echota, giving away those native lands to the federal government. Once they make it to Indian Territory, fighting will break out between the two. And it's not really until 1842, 43 that is resolved. A lot of that happens because of the International Indian Council of 1843. We'll talk about some of that. And then just kind of focus on how they managed to pull themselves through these divisive times.
And when does the dust begin to settle in Indian Territory and that territory begin to resemble what we now know as Oklahoma?
That's going to be another story for another time, I think, because you'll get into the turn of the 20th century when Oklahoma actually does become a state, and all of the five civilized tribes really come together as one and try to make their own territory a state. However, the federal government did not see fit in doing so and will try to then make it to where what is Oklahoma and Indian Territory brought in together as one state. Oklahoma, the state as we know it, will enter the Union early 20th century, 1901, I believe.
And that's just one thread occurring alongside the American Civil War and all of the other conflicts involving the federal government and the tribes in the aftermath of the Civil War in other parts of the country to the north and to the west of Oklahoma.
Correct. Once those territories that will be expanded upon out west, and of course you have the westward expansion into other native peoples' territory, the fighting, of course, that many are familiar with cowboy shows from the day, is something that will certainly have its roots in the Indian Territory, Oklahoma, with the five civilized tribes, the Cherokee, the Chickasaw, the Choctaw, and such, and how the federal government manipulated a lot of what they told these native tribes, the native peoples, how they reacted with what the federal government was saying. But it is still part of our nation's history, and that history oftentimes, you know, we talk about the Trail of Tears, and again, what happens after that? And that's kind of where we were wanting to explore.
And where can people go online for more information?
They can go to the park's website, and that is nps.gov, then /CHCH. They're also welcome to check out the park's Facebook page as well.
All right. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.